Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory be to the Most High God. We bless the Lord for all his great and mighty acts. What an awesome, awesome, marvelous, wonderful Savior, our Father, that we praise. We thank him for all that he has done, doing, and will do. Thank him for his grace and even mercy getting back home safely, and for the faithful warriors, as commonly said. There are, you all are so faithful. We thank God for blessing for those that will join us, even though you're joining in a little late tonight because of me held up at another service. But praise God, our visiting leader that was going to speak tonight, some things happened beyond her control that she's not going to be able to speak tonight. So we will uplift the Lord tonight in some worship and some testimonies, and to glorify the Lord for those that will join with us tonight. Praise the Lord. So we bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Hallelujah. He is worthy of the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. How faithful, how great is thy faithfulness. Wonderful Savior. Father, we just bless you tonight for being in your presence. We thank you, glory to God, for your loving kindness. We thank you, glory to God, for great is thy faithfulness. We thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that you are blessed to be upon our lives. And God, we thank you, glory to God, for renewed mercies every morning. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Savior. We pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless us with wisdom and knowledge and understanding and clarity. Praise God, we on tonight. Bless the Lord. We thank you for all that, glory to God, that you have given us on in our daily basis for our daily bread. We thank you, Lord God, for just loving kindness, the what you've done in our lives, for our families and for the church family. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be able to be used in the kingdom of God in such a time as this. We glorify you. There is none like thee, O Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, I thank you for great is thy faithfulness, even the protection and the shield on the road as we travel, whether it's on the highways, byways, airways, or glory on the ocean. However, you're so wonderful. So, God, I pray, glory to God, that we'll get to that place that we'll be able to say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Lord, we bless you today. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Your word is life-changing, transformation, as we allow the word to come in and renew our mind and renew our thoughts and get us on the path of straight, and the word to come in and cleanse and sanctify us. God, creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you neither sleep nor slumber. We praise you for all you. God, I thank you for your patience with us. God, and even over to God, while we're waiting on the answer to hear from God, how you be patient with us when we get anxious. And God, you told us to be anxious for nothing, but as we learn to crucify this flesh to more, that you may be glorified, hallelujah, magnified in our lives, that as we lift you up, you said you'll draw all men to you. God, help us to walk in the forgiveness and the love of the Lord, the agape, like we ought to, in the name of Jesus. We just bless you today. Glory to God, you're just so wonderful. God, I thank you for life changing, even through those prayers, that the work is being done, that lives are coming into the place, they are turning back to the Lord, getting that fear back of the reverence of God. Some are turning away from darkness and compromising. Ah, so many are still going the opposite way, but we still thank you for that word that's drawing others, glory to God, back into alignment with you, in compliance with your word. So we just love you today. We appreciate you. We thank you for these blessed people that you have blessed, these servants that are faithful about being on this prayer line. We thank God for Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, Brother Black. We pray, glory, Mother Evangelist Brenda. We pray, glory to God, for even Minister Bird, when she is periodically on, she used to be one of the great faithful ones too, but even as ministry takes us in other places, we thank you, glory to God, even for Pastor Tweedy for those year and almost two that she was on. We thank you, Lord God, for our other brothers and sisters that, glory to God, may have been on in time past, but these faithful ones that are constantly, glory to God, on the line. Even tonight, we bless you. God, we thank you, Lord God, for their even help keep me in check, God, when things are glory to God, trying to go in a different direction, whether sometimes interference with the technology or maybe something else may occur, but even checking in so we can be able to be on our post. So God bless them. You know what they are in need of. You know what they desire. You know what plans you have for them. We bind up any interference. We thank you for even Carmelita coming on. God is blessing to be a faithful one to intercede and in prayer in the background. We thank you for Sister Noah. We thank you, Lord God, for all those ones that we've been praying for that going through with various trials and different things. We pray for Pastor Mitchell. Whatever it is that the enemy has challenged her with or come against her to interfere so heavily that, glory to God, it interfered with tonight. God, you know how much we can take and what kind of obstacles and what kind of challenges we have. And God, we know that she, not by happenstance, just canceled, even tried to press through some things to come on. But Lord, you know the limitation and what we need to handle in the background. So I pray, God, you bless, you put things in order, put the enemy to flight, strengthen and encourage her, build her up, that she continue to stay on the bloodstained banner. We thank you, Lord God, for her, glory to God, and the opportunity coming in at the end of the month. We thank you, Lord God. We bind up any hindrances, any setups, any traps or snares for her or any of us, God, when we have to do kingdom business, wherever it is have to be done. God, even bless her body. Bless, glory to God, that all those things that concerns her concern you, and as well as in our lives. And we just bless you tonight. God, we thank you, Lord God, for our children, our families, our loved ones, glory to our church family. We just give you glory in advance, and we just appreciate you tonight. Ah, God, as we testify of the goodness of the Lord, as we, glory to God, uplift your holy name tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. We take authority over Satan, all his little cords, every setup and every trap, every snare that he tried to come up against us with, even throughout this week. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you and honor you. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord for my sisters and brother that is on the line tonight. We glorify you. We thank God for your faithfulness and your and the love and the joy and the peace. Glory to God. God, a place upon you for your healings. Glory to God for your courage and encouragement. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God, for just bless you all too. Just being a blessing, and thank you for being an encouragement to me. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're just, it's no one-man show. It's all about glorifying the Lord when we come together in this ministry. So we all make this happen by coming together, faithfully together to glory to God, to carry out the mission for God. He just gave me the assignment to spearhead it. But you all are the ones, glory to God, that helped make this ministry go forth of what God, doing the assignment that God has given us on this journey. Praise the Lord. God placed upon in my heart, I thought maybe one time that I may would be speaking just in case, but I didn't get any pieces together. He had a lot of praying and interceding, a lot of various things were going on in the background for others that have been praying and interceding for lately and a whole lot, but he didn't give me any particular message. What did come to mind, if my sister still wasn't able because she was going to try to make it, as far as testifying the glory of the Lord, because it's been a while since we really did any testifying of glorifying and magnifying the Lord. So we'll take this opportunity for the rest of the time that we have left to minister in just worshiping God and sharing some testimonies, and those testimonies be a blessing to even encourage and help others in this daily walk. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have wisdom about our testimonies to testify, but we don't want to have it so overwhelming that we don't give opportunities for the other next person to share some things. So even if it's a prayer along with it, let's not run it over 15 minutes or even 10 minutes if need be in our testimony. So that way we will kind of watch your time, and so that way we won't have to try to interrupt your might be right in the middle of your testimony if you go too far over and you don't get to complete it because you we won't want to infringe on somebody else's time. So at this time, before I, since I've already prayed, I'll bring my testimony in somewhere along in between. But I have all the lines open, so once that person if it's the one first start to do their testimony, then I'll leave the lines open. But if I start hearing some noise, I'm going to mute all the lines except the person that's saying their testimony. But right now, since there's only a few of us, then the ones that's on usually don't have no noise going on in the background. So I'll leave the lines open. So right now, whoever want to open up with just a short prayer and then tell us your testimony, whether it was today, last week, or 2 years ago, or whether it was something that God brought you through, or whether it was healing or deliverance or some way, glory to God, entrapment, or how God blessed and moved, or either whether it was some time when God had dealt with you about some things, you didn't obey him right at that time, but when you did surrender, oh, how marvelous and wonderful God moved in the meantime. So even if it's betrayal, God has a way, glory, out there using those things and working them back around for good, that he may be glorified when we yield our vessels and avail ourselves to him. So the line is open now for the first testimony.
God bless everybody. This is Brother Black.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to let you know I love all of y'all. Thank God just for being on this prayer line. It's an honor and a privilege. All the glory due to his name. Amen. And Father, we just thank you, Lord. Let there be clarity, Lord, and insight, God, that they can glean, Lord, off of this testimony and the song, God. It's just short, sweet, to the point. And Lord, you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a little song that says, Father, lift me up. Hallelujah. Holy is your name. Father, lift me up. Hallelujah. Holy is your name. Jesus, you are Lord. Hallelujah. Holy is your name. Jesus, you are Lord. Hallelujah. Holy is your name. At February 2016, I was working at a job called Miracatch Law for disabled people, and it was retraining the legally blind. It was a 90-day program, and I worked 30 days. I completed the entire 90-day program in 30 days, and I was blessed. The Lord's with me, amen. And but I had to, you know, finish out the 90. But I got into an accident. There's from the floor, you know how the cellar comes, you can reach, there's a door on the floor, and you open it, and then you go down into the cellar. And what had happened was a cellar door was open, and I didn't know, and I fell down, and I caught a concussion. My neck was kind of damaged. I caught a slip distinct nerve. I caught a back surgery, a hip surgery, and so on. To make the long story short, I got a lawyer. 2016, this is 2019. And all the lawyers kept trading me. They said they didn't want to take my case. The last one said, there's no money involved, and I no longer want to represent him. And so everybody left. I said, Lord, I already put it in your hands. I prayed the prayer of faith. I believed, I received. Every time that one unbelief came, I said, no, I put it in the hands of the Lord. I don't want to hear it. And then I just began to, God, thank you. I want to see what the end is going to be. I trust your word. You said it, and I'm going to hold on. And then I went to court. I went to the hearing, workman comp hearing Friday, and the judge said, they said they want to settle your case. They don't want to keep going to and fro. And they said, but you don't take any more oxycodone for pain. I said, no, it's been like almost a year. And they said, but Social Security said the requirement for the settlement is $145,000 just for medical expenses for future surgeries or what have you. Anything might happen, just set aside in the bank, and you have the card, and then you have a check for settlement. They said because you don't take the pain pills, they want to reduce that $145,000 because it's entirely too large now. You don't have any problems like that. But I still put it in the Lord's hands. They said in 8 weeks, Social Security guy is going to call you before the 8 weeks, but in 8 weeks, we're going to settle a case. Work with the Social Security guy. And I said, well, Lord, praise God. I still put it in your hands because they try to undermine you, especially when you don't have a lawyer. I don't care about nothing. I got the best lawyer. And God is doing it, and I just give glory to God because they told me they want to settle the case. So they telling me they know they wrong, but I give God the glory. Amen. Amen.
What a powerful testimony, and we're in agreement with you that glory to God, that God bless everything in your favor, and he can turn it around, and even when they reduce, they won't take a tremendous amount from you. And if he changes it and turn back around and say, they still have to give it to you. We just going to believe God for miracles. Thank God that you're standing on your faith, regardless of what man say, walking by faith and not by sight. So we bless the Lord for you, my brother. Glory, what an awesome testimony for greater things yet to come. Hallelujah, praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Next. The lines are open.
Oh, praise the Lord. I just thank God.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, everyone. Was there someone else on? Oh.
It's you, baby. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just thank God for being on tonight. Thank God for Sister Hover and Brother Black and all the rest of Sister Willette and who else might be on tonight. I just praise God for just being alive on tonight. Thank God for another birthday that I have seen on yesterday. Thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to just say a little prayer, and then I'm going to tell my testimony. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this afternoon, Lord God, giving glory and honor to you. Thanking you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for how you've been so good to us, God, how you took us through this day, God, how you let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon our life, God, and you just woke us up, God, and gave us another chance. So, God, we just give glory and honor to you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, in Jesus' name. Now, my testimony, I was thinking about, there were so many of us thinking about, so I'm just trying to get maybe one or two. I was thinking about how when I had went to the beach with my daughter, went to the beach, and when we was down there at the beach, and then we was in this, and I was truck, was in the truck, and so she backed the truck up, and when she backed the truck up, she backed it up some kind of way, and I thought I could get out of the truck, so I tried to get out of the truck. The truck was like close to a post, and so I tried to get out of the truck, and when I got out of the truck, I got stuck through the post in the truck. I got stuck, and so everybody thought I was playing. They thought I was playing because I got stuck, but I looked at them. I say, I'm stuck. They said, what? I say, I'm stuck, and I could not get out, and so they had to keep trying to push me, to try to get me out. My daughter said, well, Mama, I'll move the truck up some. And my oldest daughter said, no, don't move the truck, because if you move the truck, you're going to hurt her. And so they told her not to move the truck. So I had to try to make my way, because I was really stuck in the truck and that post, and I couldn't get out. And being short as I were, my legs were just hanging from the truck, and I couldn't get out. And so I just kept praying, and I just kept praying. The children back there, or one of my little grandson was crying and stuff because I got stuck. And so I just kept praying, and I just began to just think on Jesus. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I said, I'm coming up out of this. I said, I'm coming up out of this hole in the name of Jesus, which they didn't hear me, but I said within myself, in my mind, I said, I'm coming up out of this hole. So when they grabbed me, and they pulled me up, then I came up out of that. And I thought about how sometimes as we go through situations, we get stuck. We get stuck in a situation, and we don't know how to come out of it. And we be trying to come out of it on our own, and we can't come up out on our own. So therefore, that's when we need to call on Jesus and ask him to help us to get out of the situation that we are in. So I just thought about that part of that testimony, and then I'm gonna say one more, and then I'm going to stop. And I thought about how I was eating. And I told some people about this a while back, how I was eating this, had sit down and ate some tuna. And when I ate the tuna, I just ate it. And when I ate it, I got choked. So I couldn't breathe. I couldn't hardly breathe. And so I went trying to walk. I'm almost about to pass out going to the bathroom, and I couldn't breathe. And all of a sudden, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, trying to say something. But first, I put my hand on my throat. And I said, I tried to say, I wasn't saying it out. I was saying within myself, you know, without my mouth moving. I was saying with my mind, I said, in the name of Jesus. And then when I said that, and that's when it began to come up out of me in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for him deliver me from that, from choking, because I was like choking and I couldn't even breathe. It was just like my windpipe was just cutting off on me in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for that time. You know, sometimes we look at situation and we think of situation like it might be, it might not be a big thing, but it was a big thing to me, because I'm alive today and well, and thank God for that, because I could not even be here today. So I just praise God for not even passing out when that, just taking that tuna and a little pack of tuna that they had just made me, I couldn't even breathe. And ever since that day, I have not ate no more tuna. I have not touched any more of it. So I just thank God for each and every one hearing me say this in the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Glory be unto the Most High God.
Hello, you still there?
I was just steady talking, and come to find out that I had muted my phone, just talking in the phone. Y'all couldn't hear me. I said, what a powerful testimony of deliverance, of how God blessed and intervened. And it's wonderful to have a relationship with the Lord, where sometimes you ain't going to be able to go and walk through a whole long, drawn-out prayer or whatever like this, but to say, have mercy, or Lord, help, or whatever, and just continuously praying, and then other times just being speaking the word and God bless. Well, it's a blessing to be able to know how God will deliver us and bring us through and bring us out. So we just thank the Lord and give him praise and give him honor, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Bless the Lord. The line open for any more testimony.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give glory and honor and praises to the Most High God. I thank and praise God for the testimonies I've heard so far. I just want to say I love the Lord, and I thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for being so good to me. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. I bless you and praise you and honor you and worship you and exalt you. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are the living God, the faithful, the promise keeper, miracle worker. Hallelujah. You are our light in our darkness. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I love you. I thank you for your sacrifice that you allow Jesus to make on our behalf, in Jesus' name. I want to thank and praise God for being saved and knowing that I'm saved. I thank and praise God that I know where I'm going. When I leave this earth, hallelujah, I'll be spending eternity with the Father. Praise God. I thank and praise God for this weekend. Praise God. I've had an opportunity to go to Georgia, Atlanta, with my daughter and my youngest granddaughter, and God gave us safe travels. We always pray for safe travels to and from our destinations, and he gave us favor, praise God. We stopped at one place, the Coca-Cola Museum, and I just thank and praise God because I got favor there because I was prior military, I didn't have to pay anything, and it's like $20 to get in. And but not just that, but everything that we did, and I thank and praise God for having the opportunity to visit with a dear friend of ours who passed away, but her son is still there, and he just went through a divorce, and he was just really happy to see. We say we're family. He was real happy to see us, and we had a chance to sit with him and have lunch and thank and praise God for that. But I just thank and praise God for what he's doing. A lot of times we don't see everything that God is doing, but somehow, and I always pray, God, help us to be light and help us to be salt wherever we go. And I just thank and praise God that people, when they see you, they see something in you, and they just want to say something to you. We went to a place called Cummins, Georgia, and they had a little fair going on. So because the grandbaby was with us, we decided to go to the fair instead of going to the, the aquarium. And anyway, which was wise because my daughter was saying it would be about $100 to get in the aquarium with all of us. But, I was believing that I was going to get in free. Praise God. But we ended up going to the fair, and the fair, it was free. If you went at 10 in the morning, you got in free. And then from 10 to 11, you could ride all the rides you want to free. So, and I thank and praise God. So we only had to pay like $5 for parking. And so everything else was like free. And we had already eaten at the breakfast at the hotel, so we didn't have to worry about buying food and a lot of food or stuff like that. But my grandbaby got to ride all the rides she liked to. And I wasn't going to ride too much. But I thank and praise God for the wonderful time to stop and pause and enjoy with the family and just be blessed, praise God. And I know it's only by God's grace and his mercy, nothing that we could do to cause God to love us so much and to grant so much favor to us. I could give plenty of testimonies about the wonderful things, how God made sure I got my house when they was going foreclose, but God provided everything that I stood in need of to get that situation under control. And thank and praise God for the financial blessings, praise God, and those financial blessings that are on the way. But I most of all thank and praise God for his presence in our lives, that he is real, and I know that I'm saved, and I just pray that whatever we do, we will continue to be the light that we're supposed to be, the salt that we need to be, so that others can be drawn to the Father in Jesus' name. So just want to say thank you to you, Lord God, for you are so good. You're so merciful, so kind. And most of all, thank you that you give me such a mind to know that I needed salvation, praise God, and I received Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. So that's my testimony tonight, and I just thank and praise God for that. God bless each one of you. Amen.
Praise God. I tell you, when we can go out and be blessed of the Lord and enjoy and God bless and reduce a price down for what could be tremendous, reduce it down to little or nothing and be able to enjoy and have the same time to enjoy like everybody else without having a great expense. And then the blessing, like you said, with a house being foreclosed at one time some years back and how God provided, made the enemy a lie. God know how to come in right on time. And even for how she kept saying over and over about the salvation, for the testimony and having Christ in her life, and then being able to be in a place where the being the salt in the earth and be where she can have a testimony without saying anything, and somebody want to know about the life that she lived. So we just give God glory. He is so awesome. Praise the Lord. The line's going to be open for more for anybody else that have a testimony or just want to glorify the Lord and what God has done in their life from last yesterday on back to 2000 or in the 50s or when it was in the 60s or whatever, something miraculous that God has done or doing in your life at this time. Testimony time is open. The floor is open. All the lines are open. So the next testimony, praise God, you're free to speak.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Sister Alexander just came in from the church. We had anniversary program. And I'm so glad that I caught a little of the testimony that's going on that Sister Willette just testified. Thank God. God has been mighty good to me. I cannot complain because everything and every need, God met it. Because according to his word, my testimony today is that the goodness of God in my life. And most of all, I believe in my heart that when you put him first in all you do, no matter how it looks, how dark the water is, how hard the thing might look, still believe God is going to come true for me because his word cannot be void. I remember something was wrong with my feet, and I said, oh, Lord, I know something is not right here. But Lord said, okay, give me a time, a certain time to go have that surgery. And when I came back, I said to the Lord, Lord, give me 3 months to get completely healed this leg up so I can get back on my horse and do your will. And God gave me, in September, my feet was completely healed. I could get back out there and do all that I have to do. God always gave me the strength to keep going on. And I know it's because of obedience, and it's because I really believe that there is nothing that God cannot do. And I believe if he said it, it will come to pass. And one thing I know for 100% is that if he do it for me, a child of God, he will do it for you, a child of God. He's no respecter of person. And I always thank God for being in my life because I never remember any time in my life that I ever call on God, cry out to him for certain things, and I never get it come true. That's why I always believe, no matter how it looks, no matter what it feels like, I'm going on to my Heavenly Father and cry out. Because I always believe in my heart that nothing is impossible for my Heavenly Father to do for me. Nothing. If I live according to his word, serve him, stay in the promises, he's going to come true. He did it for me. He did it for me with my children. I raised them. He did it for me when I was driving my car and I started wondering, I said, what am I going to do now? How am I going to raise 2 boys without a dad? But God opened that door, and I raised those boys. But first, I run first. Well, God bring me right back to the beginning. I had to do what I have to do. And he raised my son. I didn't tell you that when one of them go through all kind of a ring, but God was with them. God bring him out. And that's why I always say, anytime I see a sister and she have a son or a daughter and they're going through trials and tribulation, stick with God. Put it before him and stay crying to him day and night. Stand in the gap for that child, baby. Because God will turn it around. As long as you know who you are in Christ and you taught them about the living God, the only Savior that make a way for each and every one of us. He's going to turn around. Things are going to work out. But you got to believe and stand faithful, no matter how it looks. Believe and stand faithful. No matter how hard it is, cry, call on him, cry out day and night. And you know, the things that keep me strong is because I see what his word said. And I see how a forefather cry out. And I says, if they could do it, then why can I? But this my testimony is that no matter what it look like, baby, when you stand on the word of God, let nothing or no one take you off of it. You make up your mind I am going to my Heavenly Father. This will not stay like this. But we must remember that the power that he gave us. It's no matter how, sometimes you hear people, and the main thing we have to remember, and these are things that come in my life, happen to me, that I know God is no respecter of person. If he do it for you, he'll do it for you. Do it for me, do it for you. And I remember the lady was crying about, oh, the boy didn't listen, and this, well, so and so. I said, baby, as long as you taught him from a child who God is, he know the Lord, then you pray him out of it. No matter what he's doing out there and what he's doing, you pray him out of it, because you standing in the gap, and you is who God hear crying. Your heart is what God is leaping. So you cry. You go to God, baby, day and night. Don't let nothing stop you. And I always believe this. Nothing can separate me from God's love. Then I said, if I know in my heart that God's love is mine, then who can take me from him? Can anybody separate my love for him? No. So we got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. And when we make up our mind, baby, don't let nothing come in the way. You stand on the word of God. You take the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever you are. Open your mouth, here's the gospel coming out. No matter where you are, because of who you are, Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He's the same Father that's saying, I love you. I'm with you always. I love you. I pay the price for it. There's so many things in my life that God worked and brought me through from a young girl, a child. I know him from a child. And I never stopped calling on his name, no matter how hard the thing might look. But one thing we have to know, and this is what I believe, when your heart is right, when you look at another sister, no matter what she do or what she is, but make sure your heart is pure toward that sister. Make sure, regardless what you do, you can keep her moving on. Forgive and keep her moving. You's able to give her a glass of water without hatred. You's able to look at that sister and say, God, you see this. Because one thing we got to remember, God see every corner. We cannot hide from him. Okay, where we go, he see us. And that's the goodness of it, is knowing who you are and who you belong to and who you stand on his word. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Always remember, I must have that faith in the Lord and believe those two words will bring you through the storm, baby. Those two words. Because it did me. And here I'm standing today, and all I can say is thank the Lord, and I praise him, because I know he's here. He's the one that brought all things through. And I've been through the storm, so I know what I'm talking about. I thank God for today. That's my testimony, baby. That's my testimony. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. I would like to piggyback off a little bit of the sister's testimony, that in spite of all that happens in your life, trust God. Trust God and believe in him. Don't doubt. Just trust and go wherever he leads you. He won't steer you wrong. I was with my husband. While I met my husband, I was in the church. God allowed me to step out of the church to fellowship with him, to have him as my husband. And we went to church together. In the beginning, he wasn't a man of God. He was a worldly man, and I was a woman of God. But God allowed me to step out, brought my husband in. He was a deacon. He became an elder, and we were together for 40 years. We used to go to the hospitals and lay hands on the sick, and God delivered him through by us having faith. And I knew my calling was a healer through by God, laying hands on. And when my husband got sick with cancer, I laid hands and I trust and believe. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that God wasn't going to take my husband from me. We've been together for 40 years. But God said, not so. He wanted him. I got into a depression state. I got turned around. Satan tried to mess with my mind to let me know that God don't take what you love. When he put two together, he don't take one away. He don't bust up a heart like that. The devil tried playing on my emotions, but God kept feeding into me. I'm God. Is what I say, is what I have for you. I want him home with me. I need you to continue on. And all I can see was myself not living, not staying, not being a part of this world anymore. I didn't want to be a part of it anymore because I wasn't with him. We were like a team. We was like together. One didn't do without the other. God had put us that close together. When he thought of something, I thought the rest. Got up in the morning, he come down, make the coffee, I had the sugar. We were just so close together, and God took him away from me, and I became, like, confused. But then that still voice kept coming into my mind and coming into my heart. But God, follow God. He won't steer you wrong. Whatever God say is right. Trust and believe in God. So 2017, I lost my husband with cancer. And it's 2019 right now, and I'm still here. And I'm still trusting and believing in God. So if you trust God, all things might not be peaches and cream. We're going to go through some dark valley, but God, long as we can call on his name, long as we can keep him in our hearts and keep him in our minds, God will see you through. Amen. That's my testimony. God will see you through.
Powerful. Praise God to be able to say God will see you through. Praise God. After powerful testimony, even after believing God for the relationship, how God blessed your relationship and how you said he brought him in and been together 40 years, even being left, glory to God, going on to glory and not having him anymore, and even with the spirit of depression come in, but how you were able still to find your way back and stand on the promise of the Lord and still be able to have God in your life and being able to testify of his goodness to share with somebody else. Praise God. Amen. And thanking God for Mother encouragement too, for Mother Alexander, the Lord for the testimony of just encouragement too as well about being able to raise her sons and so forth like that. After a husband dying and whatever, and how God just blessed her and how she stands on the word, even glory to God from everything. This is a woman that hadn't been, rarely ever get sick or anything, but stands on God's word and stands assured of knowing who she is and being able, glory to God, to share with others to let them know you can. It's up to them to grasp the faith with it, but she is a testimony from it. And I praise God for your healing and for all that he does and the word he put in you to encourage others and how you try to even let them know, glory to God, to stand on God's word and don't let nothing separate you. Know who you are, as you always say, praise the Lord, in God, amen, praise the Lord. Any more testimonies for tonight? We certainly give God glory that even though it's only just been a short time being together, there's been some powerful, anointed words that came forth for encouragement of what that relationship with the Lord to be able to testify of God's goodness and how he brought us through and brought us out. And when the enemy wanted you to try to take your mind, try to take your children, try to take your lives, trying to take your livelihood, try to bring depression, oppression, anxiety, or whatever, God comes in every area and he heals and delivers. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The enemy always want to make us feel like when we go through these trials, these testings, and when they get overwhelming or we get bombarded, that where is your God? But I tell you, that's like never before. We got to
We got to fight the good fight of faith with faith to stay in that word as much as possible. So when things do come, we can't say nothing but help, have mercy. Glory to God, to be just like Peter stepping out on that water and said, this is you, Lord, bid me come. He stepped out on the word. Those, glory to God, storms were raging and whatever was going on at the time was still happening. But when you took his eyes off the focus that he had, and that's what the enemy will try to do with us, take our eyes off focus. But he know the pain and the agony and the things. He don't sit so high that he can't be touched down here with our infirmity. That's why he said, cast all our cares. That's why he says, because he cares for us. And he was saying, the only way to please him is through faith. And then when we diligently seek him, he will reward us, whatever that is, because he'll supply our needs according to his riches and glory, whether it's spiritual, natural, or physical. That's why we got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. And remember who we are. We are bought with a price. And whose we are, glory to God, is glory out of a vessel that God has called and ordained and set aside for such a time as this. But we got to keep pursuing with the armor of God on, fighting the good fight of faith, know how to use your weapons, and being able to keep our eyes fixed and look into the hills with coming our help. And we got to get to a place more and more and more that, you know what, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be continuously in our mouth, in the valley, in between decisions, and on the mountaintop. Wherever, we got to be that place. And it's a daily process, progress. I like something Bishop Jake said many, many years ago, which is true, that he said, God will give you a promise, and the process will make the promise look like a lie. Nevertheless, no matter what is going on, if we walk in by faith over to God, and the enemy will try to steal that testimony of our faith, try to steal the testimony of what we've been preaching and teaching and standing in this, and he's going to find some kind of way. He's going to try to find what opening he can. And even if he got to bombard us and bombard us, because some people can turn them on like remote control, and they're so carnal, they're just like whatever. Their mind's all over the place. But when you get placed where you get really rested and trusting the Lord, there still come storms sometimes to try to knock you off course. But nevertheless, we have to turn right back around and still look to the hills. That's why we got to pray one for another and build each other up in the spirit and glory to God, bear one another burdens and do as the Bible said, to be able to walk in love and forgiveness, because he didn't walk through betrayal. He didn't walk through pain. He didn't walk through agony. He didn't walk through anything and everything that we can even imagine in one lifetime. He did it in such a short span of those days and so forth. So we thank God for his mercy and his grace every day. Keep a repentant heart, according to 1 John 1:9. Keep a place of humility. Hate, hurt, and pain, the enemy will try to bring agony to turn back around and bring hatred, but the devil is a lie. We got to be to a place, God, you are love, and you love us, and teaching us more and more how to yield and keep casting these cares. We can't do it this year and this month, and next year, glory to God, and when stuff comes, we cannot take breaks and glory to God and work on the plan God had for us on a part-time basis. But we just have to continue to pursue and love on one another, keep praying, and then when we do fall, find our way to just to make sure in everything in us, God, you said, it is written, and there will be those days, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you do deliver us out of them all, and we can't be that head knowledge, that intellect. You got to be down in the spirit in the name of Jesus, and through any challenges or any struggles, he is still yet will bring us through and bring us out. If we continue to press in and glory to God and still continue to build each other and encourage, because sometimes we can get to our lowest point, but God is still faithful, and that's why he tells us to pray one for another. We ought to be able to discern in the spirit sometime or another our brothers and sisters are going through. And when we can reach them, don't put it off because I've got pleasure in doing this or doing that, I'm busy or whatever, because that very time God might be telling you to pray for that person. Was the last face you saw them smiling or going through? We don't know whether this might be the moment we're trying to take them out or trying to cause them to deer off the path or turn back around and just give up. Or a suicidal demon might be, working, because only God knows the heart of every man. And he go over to God, man look on the outward appearance, God looks on the heart. Help us, Lord, like never before, to be conscious and be faithful in making sure that we're walking upright before and examine ourselves. Also be in a spirit that we can discern of the pain or either the concern of others in the name of Jesus. There are so many things, like many of the sisters and brothers have said, over to God, that we've gone through in life, and just even being able to a place where even I'll tap on just portrayal. Somebody tell me, been working in ministry or working with people, and somebody sometimes gets so close to you that your prayer partner, your friend in Christ, and this, that, and the other, and just beautiful relationship. And somewhere down the line, when you least expect it, sometimes it's so bizarre that sometimes it can be a small thing that tilt the scale and cause somebody to turn on you, and you can't understand why the pain from it and why it was done and the way it was done. It's, oh my God, it can be overwhelming. And the thing about being able to have a relationship enough with God to keep praying through it, even though sometimes it try to play over in your mind, but we always have to remember that even Jesus went through betrayal and pain and agony when you're so close to somebody. And then sometimes it was so forth like this, when God then bless you to get over some things, and then allow it as time passed through the healing to say embrace the person again, and life might have went on for years later, and then you do, and then you're being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, and somewhere another, a curveball was thrown again. But the thing about God is requiring us to love. Oh, no man, nothing but to love him. And through whatever pain, even when we forgive people, the enemy will try to play on your mind that you haven't forgave, when it's when you can forgive according to the word. And in the meantime, the enemy will try to play the hurt over. We got to know, glory to God, in spite of, devil, you're a liar. I have forgiven, but God, I'm asking you to heal. You said in your word you came to bow to the broken heart and set the captive free. It's so many times and so forth, things will come in our lives. We may have church hurts. We may have, you know, the prayer partner hurts. We may have the closest friend hurt. We may have even somebody that we love dearly in the family hurt. But the God that we serve, as we being believers, we're going to have to learn how, glory to God, reflect back on all that Jesus went through in those couple of days and so forth. Like this is all that he went through. He had a purpose and a plan, and the love he had for his Father in walking in obedience and really giving whatever care. Because even when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, if it's possible, let this cup pass. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. His love for the Father and being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord and to redeem us back. And he done went through every kind of pain, every kind of agony, every kind of disappointment. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer for some than others, but the more and more that we cast that care, cast that word, and the more we love him so much that I don't want this unforgiveness or this pain, this hurt, this agony build up to the point where I get to the point I'm paralyzed or I can't function, or either I'm just functioning and whatever, not really walking in the love, the freedom, and the deliverance. And that would hold up even the anointing in our lives if we don't walk in the forgiveness. Because as he said, even in Mark 11, when you pray, believe that you receive. But if you have any ought against anyone, we need to forgive in order for our Father to forgive us. Because our Father won't if we don't. It's going to hinder the move of God. And some people think they can just ride over that, and they don't even realize their anointing is diminishing because we're trying to work around that pain or that betrayal, that hurt. And sometimes it's disappointing to even hear that, you know, that sometimes the leaders that's supposed to be leading the flock, they're still, glory to God, walking through wounded areas that they haven't given unto the Lord. And sometimes they reflect right back on the congregation. We cannot be able to be effective. It just causes, glory to God, more pain because of certain things, glory to God, that will end up causing pain or hurt in the body. And the same thing, even if you weren't a leader for us, to say a pastor, just anywhere for us being a leader in any capacity, but even if we're leading in our home and we got unforgiveness because we've been hurt or betrayed, we got to be able to cast those cares and walk in forgiveness. And sometimes it's not as easy as just saying it, but when we press and pursue, God will prove himself. I can think about sometimes and so forth like this where enemy have come in, glory to God, in financial crisis, and like my other sister said, God miraculously moved when it looked like this could have been taken and that was stuff like this. And even when times when things were, glory to God, released, God had a way, turn right back around. Even when there was a vehicle you had to turn in, God turned right back around, and he'll bless just as good with another one. He is a provider. And just everything that we go through, glory to God, he got a plan on the other side because he knew everything was going to happen in our lives before, whether it was something we deliberately done, whether we were provoking it done, or whether something the enemy done and caused us to be in a vice. God got a way to deal with us, but he got a way to deal with the situation, but he'll turn it back around and still he can get glory. But we got to keep a repentance and a submitted heart in the name of Jesus. We just bless God for all that he done and what he's doing, and even for this night, be able to come together in fellowship and hear the mighty testimonies of the power of God. And even while we're walking through some things, even believing God for some healing, we still got to be in a place, God, I'll open my mouth and do what you require to manifest. sometimes we get so caught up on looking at our circumstances that we don't be effective in carrying out what God wants done. So even while we're waiting on our blessing, it's by the Spirit these things are going to be done. And God may even use our vessels to be a healer, to use us to lay hands or speak a word in somebody else's life. We might be waiting on that very same thing, but it's not about us. It's about being obedient to the Spirit. And whatever time it is, season, because some things it's not all about, it's just our faith. Sometimes even that is the timing, what God say when that time comes. But we just have to keep the faith patient and wait on the Lord that it's going to come to pass. And say we have faith and don't have no patience. And sometimes our patience will be tested. But in the meantime, God, but you said, and I don't know when or how, but nevertheless, we can't shut down on what God has given us, because what is that going to accomplish when it turns back around and we got to get chastised because of the fact that we're walking in disobedience? So it's a press, but still yet we're still blessed, and we got still so much to be thankful for in the midst of it all. So we give God glory and praise. Bless the Lord. If there's any more testimonies or either any more remarks before time for us to pray and close, bless the Lord. And like I say, pray for Pastor Mitchell in Tulsa. He's looking to come on to speak to our hearts, as the Lord say the same, the fourth Sunday of October, and then we're going to roll it back around to Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Brother Black, Brother, myself, or however God roll this back around, Pastor Bird. We'll get our lineup back for the rest of the time upcoming. Praise the Lord. So we just want you to continue to pray. Pray for the various ministries of intercessory prayer. Pray glory to God for your local ministries and your pastors and our even international ones that are walking in truth, praying for our leader over this country. Error or not, God is still in control. We still got to pray and keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. And God, you work this thing out that you may get glory. Pray for our nation. Pray for those, glory to God, that have been challenged, glory to God, with cancer and lupus and kidney problems and heart and lungs and arthritis and all kind of various kind of diseases and various things. Thank God for the ones that he done bought through and bought out, and have testimonies that we've been having on the phone. And thank God for Sister Brenda, what God has blessed her ministry, even with that third stage, and God blessed and brought her out, and other people that we done talked to or met or prayed for, the little baby with the transplant with the heart, and still continue to bless and pray for her, because, you know, a little something is going on there. They may have some scar tissue that may have to be taken out or whatever, but we're still praying, Lord, raise that little baby up. And others, glory to God, that we've just been praying so much for and believing God for, and even for those that have been bereaved and going through, and whether it's be loved ones or been the challenges with financial or loss of homes or through those ones that are going through and all that that's going over in California with the fires, even though I only heard it one day, but still yet it's tremendous about what's going on there. Pray for Sister Carrie also, that when she was on the line last weekend, earlier during this week, rather, and said that, Monday, about her mother being missing through that car accident, what hospital she was in, but the word just came back to that, some of you know, but also that to end up dead, find out what hospital, she had internal bleeding, so she passed on too as well. So we just asking you to pray for Sister Carrie and her family, and for, you know, some healing in the family too as well. So we praise God and thank the Lord. And even for some First Lady, glory to God, Alpha, we pray continuously for her back and various other people that are going through. So we want to keep those prayers up as we pray daily, but also when we come together again on the prayer line on Monday. So I know I've covered a lot. So I'm just going to ask right now, as I leave the line open, if there's any more remarks or anything else to be said, we're going to give that space. And thank you again for being so faithful, even in my delay, that we come on. But it's something else. When God still, you got a plan, and be persistent and doing what he asks us to do, even though it might be a little late, he proves himself every time. So I give God glory and pray continuous blessings and overflow anointing for whatever the need desires, and to fulfill the will of the Lord on you all, and just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. So all the lines are open if there's any more remarks before we close. Okay, none. Well, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. We thank God again tonight and for what he's done and doing. And we're going to pray glory to God for him to just continue to manifest himself and
we be open and yielded to him, and then faithful to his word. So we're thanking God. So as we get ready to close tonight, we thank God for all that he's done and what he's doing, for the great and mighty testimonies of the power of God in operation and encouragement that we gather from those things that were said tonight, and even for our, for all that's been coming on the line, and even for our guest that on and shared her testimony concerning her and what she went through too as well. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Father, we bless you tonight, and thank you, glory to God. You are so marvelous, so wonderful. We adore you. We magnify your name. How excellent is thy name. Nobody can do us like Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the blessings of the Lord that add a rich and make it no sorrow. Thank you, Lord God, for opening our ears, even the more that we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church, but not hearers only, but doers. So, God, we are praying the more that we'll take the reins and take courage and be encouraged and be in a place that we get to a place that we'll be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. We thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace of God that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit that teaches, leads, and guides and comforts. We thank you, Lord God, for having a mind of Christ. We thank you for being led by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you said you never leave us nor forsake us. We are thanking you, Lord God, for that whole armor that you've given us, us more how to do warfare and how to keep our armor on in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for the agape to be manifested in our lives and more. And for those that are falling short or falling away, God, we pray for the backsliders. We pray for their repentance and returning back. And we are praying, glory to God, for those that are in between decision-making, giving their lives to Christ, taking out a heart of stone, putting in a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. We are praying for our youth. We are praying, God, for their minds to be tuned in, to be able to receive you. For those that don't know you in the pardon of sins, those that do, God, help them have a mind that they steadfast, and God, send them help and encouragement and shield them, God, in the name of Jesus. Pray, glory to God, for those, glory to God, to open their ears and eyes so that we can be able to know that, glory to God, is more to life than just having sex, or either being out there, glory to God, being a gangbanger, or getting caught up, glory to God, in bullying, or getting caught up in all the things that the world is offering. God, and those ones that are feeling hopeless and glory to God, out of sync, and think, glory to God, they're not able to obtain or to make it. We count assignment of the lying devil in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold off of them. God, we are praying that our seed will be raised up, glory to God, and they'll be used for the admiration of the Lord, raised up in admiration of God, but they will be used for the kingdom of God. But God, making a difference in society. We don't know whether you'll call out some lawyers, glory to God, some people that might be in office someplace that will make a difference in life, or some that, whether they want to be an engineer, a doctor, a lawyer, or glory to God, just want whatever position they desire in life, God. We just praying, God, they'll be able to let you be first. Praying for their parents. Just praying, glory to God, for a change. Oh, God, with among the brethren and in life in the body of Christ. Get to a place, glory to God, that you be first in everything. No compromise and all the division and caught up in the doctrine and tradition and religions and all that. God, for one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Find out who, glory to God, Jesus really is, and walk in that authority and know who we are. And God, to operate in being able to be a place to be a light to draw others, and that we won't be a stumbling block to others, and we won't compromise, and we won't, glory to God, condone, glory to God, sin, but we'll be able to have compassion and love in the name of Jesus to be a light and be able to answer anyone that asks about the hope that lies in us. But if they don't ask, help us to be in a place, God, that they can be able to see the light and make a difference. We make a difference, glory to God, by the way we conduct and carry ourselves. As the Bible says, they will know that you are my disciples by the love you have one for another. Help us, God, and to acknowledge when we are in error. Acknowledge when we are falling short. Acknowledge it, and glory to God, confess it, and repent and change in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen those, glory to God, that need strength now. They're on out there doing warfare. They're out there, glory to God, trying to make a difference and accomplish the mission that God assigned. Pray, glory to God, for those that are around the globe. Bless and bind up Satan and all his little cohorts. Command them to be loose from their assignment. Every foul and unclean spirit be cursed and canceled, and go back to the dry place once it came. Loose God's anointing. Glory to God for peace, joy, salvation, healing, wholeness. Glory to God, financial blessing, spiritual blessing, whatever it may be. Help us, God, to be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Until Monday night, the Lord say the same. If we can gather again, we're going to say shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
And peace.
Amen and shalom.
Shalom. Praise the Lord. We love you. God bless you. And have a wonderful
love
night.
Love you.
Thank the Lord.
Love you too. Take care.
Love you, dear.
God bless. God bless.
Mm-hmm.